Now, designer to watch at the Brown Thomas Arnott's Bursary Awards. That award went to our next guest, Clodagh Levy. Good afternoon, Clodagh.
Hi.
From Stamullen.
Yes.
Stamullen. It's an odd name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Congratulations. So what does this mean, designer to watch at the Brown Thomas Arnott's Bursary Awards? What's it mean to you?
So it is based on my final collection, like my grad collection. Brown Thomas came in to have a look at it, and now I get to display my clothes in Brown Thomas over the summer, which is amazing and like still doesn't feel real. But yeah.
That is amazing.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's such a huge opportunity and I'm very excited.
So you've just left National College of Art and Design.
Yeah.
Out in Dunleary. Tomorrow, those same clothes that are going to be in Brown Thomas are on display in the college.
Yeah.
Is it open to the public?
Yeah, it is. It's the NCAD Works, so it's on from the 6th of June until the 14th, and it's all of the final years at every department, so fashion, textiles, painting, everything. So you should definitely come and have a look.
So when you're applying for NCAD, it goes on a portfolio, does it?
Yeah, it does. So I think you have to like pass everything in your Leaving Cert, but the portfolio is like the...
So that means it's at 17, 18, you're creating stuff.
Yeah. So I did my portfolio. Well, I think I started it in like fifth year and then I just worked on it. But my Leaving Cert year was during COVID, so I had like extra time to do it, which was actually quite handy.
Yeah.
I was working on it for so long. But
so tell us what your collection's like then. What inspired it?
So my collection is based, it's called Anna's Studio, and it's based around my granny, Anna Marie Levy, who was a watercolour artist for over 60 years. And she was just always my biggest inspiration growing up. Like, I always wanted to be like her. And she really got me into all of the creative things. Like, my dad is also an artist, like her son. So, like, her creative genes are obviously very strong. I just really wanted to pay homage to her with this collection. So it's very bright and colourful and is lots of fun, just like her. So, yeah.
And you're saying was, so...
Oh, yeah, she passed away last summer. But yeah, which is very sad, but I'm glad that I got to show the world. Like, it's just very exciting because a lot of people are like, your granny was so cool and she was so fun. And it's nice that everyone else gets to see that as well now, because I always knew that, obviously. But yeah.
And did she know that you were going to do this?
No. But she's always been so supportive of my like fashion career and everything creative I do. So hopefully she's proud. And
yeah. What a lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeping her memory alive.
Yeah. And it's really nice because some of the prints and like embroidery and stuff in my collection are like of her paintings. So people can also see her work and her personality. And yeah, I'm really glad that I got to like honour her in such a creative way.
Will you talk us through how you go about dreaming up something and then making it a reality that somebody can wear?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of trial and error. Like, you have lots of bad ideas before you get to the good ones.
Right.
But lots of sampling. I do like loads of, because textile and like embellishment and decoration and stuff is a big part of my work. So I do lots of sampling, and then you make lots of mock-ups of different things before they are realized in the final fabrics. And fabric shopping also like inspires pieces as well. Like, I went over to London a few times to have a look at different fabrics, and that really influenced a lot of my designs because I wanted to be like very diverse with the fabrics I was using.
So what fabrics did you use?
So I used lots of this. It's like a PU fabric, kind of like latex.
Right.
Lots of tulle, lots of this like cotton and silk. Leather, I made a pair of leather gloves. So many fabrics and some outdoor fabrics as well. So, yeah.
This is a sort of an older man question, but it appears to me, walking down the street and looking at people and what they're wearing, that all bets are off, that the rules of fashion and trends don't seem to apply as much as they did in the past.
Yeah, I would agree. And especially in an environment like NCAD, like, everyone is like so...
Of course, yes, themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like such a good environment to be in because like... I remember on my first day I wore like it was literally just a jumper and jeans, and then everybody was dressed crazy and I was like, I can dress like this too now, finally.
All right, you found your tribe.
Yeah. So I don't know, because I feel like in Dublin sometimes I don't know. Everyone kind of dresses the same sometimes. Right. Okay. But I feel like nowadays, especially in the past few years, like there is a lot more like diversity in fashion, which is exciting. And yeah, definitely in a creative space like art college.
So you now finished college.
Yeah.
And the real world beckons.
Yes.
And it's calling you to London.
Yeah.
Who are you going to be working for?
River Island, which is exciting. Yeah. I got, I won another bursary, and included in that was a 3-month paid internship in River Island starting in September, which is very exciting, and I'm really grateful for that opportunity as well. So I'm moving back to London. Well, I lived there last year.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And you know, because I'm sure they talk to you out in NCAD about, you know, who gets a job, who's successful. Do they talk about the fact that not everybody's going to be a designer, or
no. Kind of. Well,
do they?
Not really.
No.
I feel like, I don't know.
Is there a job for everybody is what I'm asking, really?
Yeah. Well, like, I feel like not everybody has to be like a huge designer. There's definitely, like, that's not the only job you can get out of doing fashion design. Like, there's loads of jobs out there, like more behind the scenes and stuff. So, yeah.
But you want to be a name.
Yeah, eventually. Yes, I mean, yes. Yeah. Hopefully one day I'll have my own brand, but yeah, I definitely just want to go to London. I feel like London has like such a great fashion scene, and yeah, I'm very excited.
And what about sustainability and the arguments, you know, against fast fashion, and we need to be more sustainable, we need to wear clothes longer.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely do. And I feel like in my collection, I've used like a lot of dead stock fabric.
Dead stock fabric?
Yeah.
What is that now?
So it's basically, there's this company from Italy, called Fabric House, and it's basically like the end of fabric rolls. So like it's not being
End cuts, like you go into a carpet shop and you
So I used a lot of fabrics from that website as well, and it is a bit trickier because like with the dead stock fabric there can be like damages and stuff, different cuts in it, and you just kind of have to work with it. But I mean, at least it's a bit more sustainable, and all of my pieces are designed to be worn over and over again. And
you know, whenever you look at a futuristic movie, inevitably people dress in sort of utilitarian type stuff.
Yeah,
but everything's a lot more simple. It's sort of long sleeve T-shirts.
Yeah,
you know, not a lot of detail, not a lot of color.
Yeah. That's not a bit of me.
It's fascinating though, isn't it, that everybody sees the future as the same thing.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, if you're designing clothes for them to be worn over and over again, it's okay if they're colourful and decorated. And
yes.
You know, that's how I would
I'm
want
a big
to
fan
be.
Of colour as well.
Yeah.
As long as it's navy.
Yeah.
What's your in lime? Green, yeah.
Like lime green.
Yeah.
That's also in my collection. So.
I meant
the colour.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow, NCAD, Clodagh Levy's work will be on display along with all the fourth year students of the NCAD, and you're looking at the people, the creatives of the future.
Yeah.
Well, of the now, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in your class now, who else should we be looking out for?
Well, I'm just going to say everyone.
Well,
there's only 15 of us.
Very diplomatic. And, very diplomatic. Yeah.
Yeah, there's 15 of us,
that's
and they're
enough.
All
that's
very
fair
talented.
Enough. That's fair enough.
I guess.
Well, listen, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And I know that Anna Marie, your grandmother, would be very proud of you. And it's a lovely way, as I say, to keep her memory alive. Clodagh Levy, good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.